just a little bit over for time this morning, so it means we'll get into the news just a little bit earlier. And Stephen Mayne sticking around. It's going to be 24 today.
Keep this frequency clear.
All right. Are we on the air, sugar?
How interesting. How delightful.
It's a minute to eight, Triple R News. Labor leader Kevin Rudd is under renewed pressure to name his ministry should he win government after, and it's called a bungle here by his foreign affairs spokesman Robert McClelland yesterday, for people who missed it. Mr. Rudd really carpeted his foreign affairs deputy, his shadow foreign affairs minister, for basically stating ALP policy on capital punishment. Stephen Mayne, the front page of The Age has made it a huge feature, two-thirds. What did you think of the events of yesterday?
Well, I think that ever the opportunist, Kevin Rudd, he's just taking the populist line and he's determined to win office, and he will crush, you know, even his own foreign affairs spokesman and humiliate him, even if it means, you know, just to gain a few more votes. So I thought it was, I mean, yeah, you're right, stating ALP policy. I mean, when's he going to stand up on principle and actually support ALP policy rather than take a populist line? So he's copping a fair backlash. I think if you look at the front pages of all the papers, you'd say, why didn't you just let it slide?
Because apparently the Bali anniversary is such a big thing that he wouldn't have got away with it. Well, I think he would have gotten away with it. 2 days max.
Yeah, it was the Australian put on the front page, but they're always looking for an anti, you know, Labor line. And apart from that, you know, but now it's front page of The Age and The Herald Sun everywhere.
Looking at the front page of today's Australian, what do you think? That's just down the right-hand side. It's I think the Australian's missed a golden opportunity. I thought it would have been bigger.
Yeah, well,
Than just down the right side.
Yeah, no, like, I agree, but, you know, they've got the stain of Brian Burke, so they've got another negative Labor story on page one, so yeah, they've covered the bases.
The ADF is making arrangements to return the body of Trooper David Pearce, who was killed in action in Afghanistan on Monday. His body will be returned home under constant defence escort to prevent any repeat of the mix-up which occurred with Private Jake Kovko. In Russia, the Lenin Mausoleum may be closed with a referendum on the cards to decide its future. The Kremlin's considering burying poor old Vladimir Isaac, basically because some people think it's time to have a break with the Soviet era. And finally, it's good crack, but is it art? The Tate Modern. There's a huge crack that's been put in the floor at the cost of a couple of $1 million. It looks fantastic. This is an Ananova story, worth having a look. It widens about a foot across, cost 300,000 quid. It took more than 6 months to complete. And there's a query here as to whether it's art. I like it when artists describe why they do something other than just to look cool, like the artist's statement. And Miss Salcedo, she said that her work aims to highlight divisions in society. Mm. What is important is the meaning of the piece. The making of it is not important. And goes on, it's an incredibly, it's as bottomless as and as deep as humanity. I can't read. Over to you, Sam Bang with sport.
Thank you, Tony. I've got some Tour de France news, amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish rider Oscar Pereiro, he will receive his yellow jersey as the retrospective winner of the 2006 Tour de France next Monday in Madrid. Phoebe Square's going over there to cover that for Triple R. The 2006 runner-up has moved up to first position after American Floyd Landis was stripped of the title for doping. Landis is the first winner in the 100-year history of the event to be stripped of the title for doping. Stephen Mayne, you're a man of the markets. What would shares in the Tour de France be worth?
Oh, they'd be.
Would you bother?
Administrator appointed, I think.
Yeah.
It's a real struggle.
Sorry.
Go on.
I know you meant. Was it Crikey or yourself did mention Marion Jones and the fact that she was possibly going to do jail time for perjury and compared that to the white collar situation or someone like Richard Pratt? Is it likely that there's going to be a beefing up of anti-cartel behaviour by either government or opposition?
Well, we have ridiculously weak cartel laws. It's a criminal offence in the States, and they force you to sell assets. So if Dick Pratt had done this in the States, he'd be in jail and he'd be having his assets relieved of him. They would be forcing him to sell box-making capacity to others to create a viable market, having breached the trust. So It just shows how hopeless we are, captured by the big corporates. We've got one of the world's most concentrated economies. Big four banks, Westfield, Telstra, News Limited, Woolies, massive concentration of power and piss-weak laws in terms of cartels and competition.
I thought you were supposed to go to jail for price-fixing anyway.
Well, no, that it's not a criminal offence. I mean,
what are you talking about, Sam?
3 years ago, Graham Samuel declared his jihad on cartels 3 years ago, and Cozzy and Howard have been dithering ever since. It's pathetic. I mean, I throw the book at refugees and billionaire cartelists. It's still just a civil offence.
Well, we can't talk. PBS and us have...
you've been abusing your market. I mean, you've been dominating the market power and the community radio station across Melbourne for decades.
That's the president
Someone
of my football.
Should rein you in.
It's the president of my football club you're talking about too, this thing.
Today's weather, fine for most of the day, but a shower or two developing later. Light to moderate northerly winds freshening up as well later. 24 degrees today. Currently, it's 11.2. Clem Formation Superhighway is rolling in at 8:15. Thank you, Stephen Mayne.
It's always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
I think, sir, the pleasure is always ours.
And the mainreport.com is where you'll find his video blog.
And as always, say hi to Rupert.
I will pass on the Triple R's best to him, my great mate.
Time to check in with the Fringe Festival.
This is your Fringe Festival diary for Wednesday, October 10th.